It's Palm Sunday. Easter Sunday's next Sunday, and as you leave today, I'll hand you some little invitations that you can share with your neighbors, right? So, in Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, Zechariah prophesied about the coming of the Lord, and actually about Palm Sunday. And it says in verses 9 and 10 of chapter 9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." And from the Message translation, it reads this way: "Shout and cheer, daughter of Zion. Raise the roof, daughter of Jerusalem. Your king is coming, a good king who makes all things right, a humble king riding on a donkey, a mere colt of a donkey." Jesus' purpose in riding into Jerusalem was to make public his claim to be their king, the fulfillment of this Old Testament prophecy. Jesus rides into Jerusalem as their conquering king. No longer does he tell the disciples to be quiet about him, but to shout about him. It's okay, you can talk about it. Jesus was openly declaring to the people that he was the coming king and their Messiah. That's what they'd been waiting for all this time, all those years. It's the story of the king who came as a lowly servant on a donkey, not on a prancing steed, not in royal robes, but in humility and grace. He will come on that prancing steed later on. We get to see that. Amen. This was to show the preciousness and the meekness and the gentleness of our Jesus. In Eastern culture, the horse is a symbol of war, but the donkey was a symbol of peace. Jesus came not to conquer by force as earthly kings, but by love, grace, and mercy, and his own sacrifice for his people. His is a kingdom not of armies and splendor, but of lowliness and servanthood. He didn't come to conquer nations, but hearts and minds, yours and mine. Amen. Has he conquered your heart? Is he in the process of conquering your mind? Amen. He's already done it, but we're getting to know it more day by day as we walk with him. Let's remember this morning to let him make a triumphal entry into our hearts, into your heart, into your heart, into your heart, and into my heart too. I'm going to let him make that triumphal entry during worship. Let him reign through us in peace and love as he reigns in us, as he reigns inside of us. We will be his true living followers and glorify him by our intimate union with him. Man, it's getting to know him and letting him live in your heart and in my heart. He truly is worthy of our highest honor. Let's sing. Let's raise the palms. And you've each received palms, right? Yes. If you don't have one, Penny, pass them out. Put your hands up and you can get some. They're symbols of triumph and victory and honor. Let's fully surrender to his kingdom life flowing through us, to the believers and unbelievers in the world today, bringing his precious salvation to everyone we come in contact with. As we raise these, let a transformation and a surrender take place in our hearts, that we actually know and can feel the flow of his Spirit to us as it just gushes out and reaches out to tell people about the beautiful, precious salvation of Jesus Christ. He did it. He did it for you. He did it for me. All we have to do is surrender to it. Amen. It's not our works, lest we should boast, but what he's done for us in going to that cross